No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap radio show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Woburn, Westboro, and Hyannis are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been recognized by Boston Magazine as one of their top wealth advisors, and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck, and we have a lot to talk about today, so we'll get right into it. We want to start with, what type of planner are you? As you prepare for retirement, we're going to talk about some goals that you should be thinking about from a financial standpoint, as well as a personal standpoint, and conversations you should be having with your advisor. Second, we're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus and discuss, what are the basic core documents needed as part of your estate plan? We throw the term estate plan out all the time, and maybe some of you just hear that and not sure exactly what documents make up an estate plan. So we want to get into some core documents that you should be thinking about as you approach or enter, or maybe you already are, retired. The third topic we're going to talk about are the top six things no one tells you about retiring. I mean, many of us look forward to retirement as a reward of a lifetime of hard work. However, many retirees are caught off guard by the facts of their new life. So we're going to talk about six things you should know about before you leave the workforce for good. And finally, we heard all the rave recently about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. So we're going to get into that during our weekly market report, as well as discuss some of the potential pros and cons of this whole new currency that's taking us by storm here. So all that and more. Matthew, Keith, how's everyone doing? I'll start with you, Matt.
Oh, doing great. Recently just turned 39. And
happy birthday. We're supposed to sing happy birthday, Keith. Keith is ready to start singing.
I could sing, but you don't want to hear Derek's voice.
if I sing, then I don't want people like all of a sudden all these talent producers listening.
All these agents would start calling.
Then I'm not going to have a job at SHP because I have to go sing now.
That's true. It would be a devastating loss to SHP, although it would be a positive for
the ears.
Yes, for musical culture.
Actually, I don't want to hurt people's ears. It's pretty bad. Yeah. But happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. And the running joke is that my kids, they gave me a great birthday card and a head cold as well. So if I do sound a little under the weather, it's because of a great
kids and head cold go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Especially as they go to school.
That birthday gift from them.
Yeah, I just want to say, 1 year in this time, there's going to be two people in this room over 40.
Yes.
And I'm going to be the last one.
Last survivor.
Clinging on to the 30s by the string.
Oh, man, we're all getting closer and closer. It's so true.
Keith, didn't you take the kids to a play this weekend?
Yeah, I took Aiden and Trey to Elf the Musical.
Oh, excellent.
Up in Boston. It was pretty neat. And I know you guys, I've talked to you guys about this, and you know my son Aiden. He likes to, you know, he sees something and he has to be that, you know what I mean? So I don't know what he's going to be in life, but it's kind of fun for us as parents to kind of watch it all unfold and watch him get home. Dad, when are we going to be home? Dad, when are we going to be home? Hey, you want to go grab some lunch? No, I want to go home. Okay, great. So he goes into his closet, builds his whole elf costume. So now he's elf for the rest of the day. And I wake up the next morning, what's in my face? An elf. So he hasn't gotten out of this elf costume that he built himself. It's really fun. It's like, we were going through the different credits and reading the, you know, the guide, I guess. And mm-hmm. we were saying
playbook
like,
or whatever.
Costume. Yeah. Costume designer. And then he crossed out the name and put Aiden Ellis. So maybe that's what his future entails. I don't know.
So and I meant to ask too, I remember during the movie, you know, Will Ferrell puts like, you know, maple syrup on like all this sweet stuff. Did the guy on stage actually?
He did. Man. It was kind of not to ruin it if everyone's going, but
I hope not. We'll be
it's
right.
a little bit different than the movie because they do have like a claymation version on TV. You know, Netflix, I think, has it, or even Xfinity or Comcast has it, where if you search Elf, there's like this claymation version of the musical. So it's like a 45-minute condensed version of the movie that's a lot different than the movie, but it has some components of it. It's really cool. Yeah, the kids love it.
Nice. Yeah, I'm starting to get the... My 9-year-old starting to ask the questions about Santa.
Uh-oh.
And my 6-year-old starting to, what are you talking about? I mean, nothing, he's just asking questions. So hopefully we can keep that at bay for a couple more years, especially for my 6-year-old.
Well, if your kids are anything like my kids, every Santa we see, there's a new present that we have to get. a lot of returns going back to Amazon. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, 'cause they change every 2 seconds.
Oh my gosh. So really when it comes to, we had an unbelievable showing a couple weeks ago at our client event. Mm-hmm. It's more of an educational and appreciation event for our clients, and we had about 300 people there. And so I say that to thank, you know, I remember, you know, the three of us up there giving our speech or whatever, and we almost like it was almost like breathtaking, just saying like, oh man, it's like taking it all in and just humbling to see all these clients that have trusted us with their entire life savings for so many years now. And at the end, I remember Michelle just did a little contest saying, you know, how many people have been with us for longer than 9 years or 10 years, and all the people standing up. It's just, it was a pretty cool feeling. You know, we always say we have the benefit of, by, you know, the three of us being pretty young, although you guys are both getting older.
True.
But also we've started the company in 2003, so we have the experience as well.
Well, we do a lot of events for our clients. Some of them educational, some of them more, I would say, fun.
Mm-hmm.
But this one seems to be one of the best ones because, you know, it's our client appreciation event where, like you said, it's both educational and fun, client dancing, a great meal, and just a good time all around. So
I think clients like both. They want to get educated and have a good time as well. And what it also does for us is sometimes, like, if there's a husband and wife, sometimes we meet with just the husband or just the wife. And we all know, and being in business this long, unfortunately, there's times when a husband or wife loses a spouse.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of these events where we've seen an example of like a husband might meet with us all the time. Maybe the wife doesn't come to the meetings, but she comes to the events and gets to know our staff and gets to know us. So if anything happens,
vice versa, definitely, yeah.
Then the spouse at least trusts and knows where they are.
Well, that's why, you know, one of the topics that we were going to kick around was just sort of what type of planner are you?
Sure.
And when we ask that question, it's more about, you know, what you want to do with your time in retirement.
Yep.
And I wanted to bring it up only because as we talk about our events, I'm always amazed at how many people come. But it for our clients, it's a night out. It's a chance to kind of get dressed up and have a great evening with, you know, and dance and do different things like that. And it's just, I always ask people, when it's, you know, back to that question, it's what do you want to do with your time?
Yeah.
You know, and to be able to, you know, offer them that type of opportunity, but everyone should be asking themselves that that question.
Well, our initial goal, as you've heard on this show for many, many years, is to build each and every one of you a SHP retirement roadmap, which is a trademark process and you can only get here at SHP Financial. And the reason I say that is because we break retirement down into 5 key areas. So through our research and many years of running this company, we found that each and every person should be looking at 5 individual plans to make up their entire retirement plan. 1 is an income plan. How much income can you generate for throughout your life? 2 is an investment plan. How much risk should you be taking? Are your fees low? Are they within range? Are they too high? How about taxes? How do we save taxes both ethically and legally for you and for the next generation to follow? What about healthcare? We know healthcare is a huge expense in retirement. You can't work with someone that doesn't even talk about that. And then finally, legacy planning, how to leave the assets you've worked so hard to the ones you trust. That's a financial plan, and that's what we call our retirement roadmap. And we try to do things in here at our office that looks at all areas of retirement as opposed to just one. Imagine Bill Belichick running a football game with just a passing game, but never worked on defense special teams. We know passing is important, but it's only one piece of the puzzle. Just like in retirement, you need a plan that looks at everything. On top of that, you need to make sure your advisor knows what your goals are besides financially. Where do you want to be in 5 years? A lot of our clients, we talk about 3 to 5 year goals. What is it you want to do with your life? Do you want to travel? Do you want to downsize? Do you want to spend more time with the grandkids? Do you want to volunteer? What does that look like? Because when you retire, there's still 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. So all that and more, we want to help you. This is our passion. We have some appointments available before the holidays. We welcome you to come and sit down with us. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. So take some time. Take an hour out of your day. We'd love to get to know you and help you build your own personal retirement roadmap. The number to call is 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can always go to our website at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we'll be joined by attorney Keith McManus to discuss estate planning and what are the core documents that everyone should know about when you enter retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Does your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
Why do so many people have trusts for their families? Do I need one, and what exactly can it do for me?
How will my son legally make healthcare and financial decisions for me if I'm not well?
What is the estate tax? And how can I minimize what my family has to pay?
How do I protect my children from lawsuits or divorce?
When you think about the comfort and security of your loved ones, there are so many questions that the whole thing can seem overwhelming. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, we'll walk you through each step of our dedicated process and address all of your concerns. Then, we create a complete and detailed plan specifically for you. We're committed to carrying out your wishes and protecting your family from the courts, liens, and the tax collector. You see, estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Later in the show, we're going to be talking about the top six things that no one is telling you about when it comes to retirement, as well as getting into this craze of the cryptocurrency, things like Bitcoin, the pros and cons of that. But before we do, we want to welcome attorney Keith McManus to today's show. How are you doing, Keith?
I'm doing great, Derek. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it.
Today, we want to talk about basically the, when it comes to estate planning, everyone knows, you know, things of estate planning, will, trust, but as a general foundational plan, just a foundational starting point to building an estate plan, because it's a huge part of our process here of having a full plan. You can't have the income and investment plan and ignore the estate plan, because the estate plan could affect your financial income plan if not set up properly. So what are the, as a starting point for a listener right now listening, what should they be thinking about as some important core documents that they should look into?
So there are some core documents that everyone really needs as part of their estate plan and their financial plan. And it's a great thing that SHP mentions this, because as an attorney with 20 years of practice, I frequently see people who don't have even the basic documents. And it's amazing when they're going to financial advisors that don't bring this up.
Yeah, I was going to, can I interject and maybe ask, like, when you see folks that, obviously, we if we have someone that's interested, you're one of the attorneys we recommend, obviously. But if we have, if we look in at another situation where someone came in off the street or from a referral, how often Do you see some times where they have advisors they've had for a long time, but they've never recommended an estate plan?
Oh, for years. There's two different things I see. First is that sometimes people will go to a financial advisor year after year, and all this guy or gal is interested in is focusing on, you know, gosh, I can make you 0.5% more than the last guy or something like that. And they completely ignore the elephant in the room, which is the fact that their new client or their client they've had for a long time has no estate plan. Has no trusts, they don't have wills, they don't even have any of the basic documents we'll talk about today. That's one tremendous area that I see frequently. The other is when you see people that have advisors in other states. Hmm. They've got advisors, they're in Massachusetts, and yet they'll say, oh, you know, my financial advisor in Florida said, I don't have any estate planning problem. I don't have any estate tax.
There's no estate tax.
Yeah, there's no estate tax in Florida. So when people are using financial advisors that aren't familiar specifically with Massachusetts law, and here's the red flag, that advisor should be mentioning it to the client. If you're a client of a financial advisor and you find that you're giving the financial advisor advice and you're saying, hey, by the way, how about my estate plan? I heard this radio show where they were talking about the fact that Massachusetts is different than Florida when it comes to that's not the right relationship. The advisor's supposed to be giving advice to the client. That's who's paying, for it.
I would suggest if your advisor's in Massachusetts or local and they haven't recommended an estate plan, then should you be, if you go back to them and say, I heard this radio program, same thing.
Who's giving advice to who here?
It's like, well, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Let me refer you to that attorney now.
Yeah, that's right.
Your $300,000 tax problem wasn't a big deal before.
No.
But now that you brought it up, let me think about that.
Yeah. Then you should hand that financial advisor a bill.
Yes, exactly.
For the advice you just rendered to them.
Well, with our clients, we feel like if we're going to leave, if we refer them to you, we want to say, hey, well, you can either... If you want to cure this $200,000, $300,000, $500,000 tax bill to the next generation, we can. I know a lot of families that have, their parents have passed away, and I see this happen in the past. They'll go to their advisor and say, well, how come they didn't recommend any protection for healthcare? How come they didn't do anything with the trust plan? And for us, it's like, well, we recommended it. It's all we can do. But so many folks out there don't think about that. It's not part of their process.
Right.
You go to a wirehouse, and you sit down and they're just going to talk about investments. That's all they know how to do. Investments, investments, investments. They're not going to refer you to someone that's going to help you in the tax planning portion.
Right. No, I agree. And as to your initial question, Derek, some of the most basic documents that everyone really needs to have as soon as they're old enough to sign them, 18 years old, everyone should have basic federal HIPAA authorizations as well as Massachusetts healthcare proxies so that their loved ones can make decisions for them. This is even for people going off to college or
sure.
People who are just graduating high school. Their parents might want to give that as one of the less interesting gifts, I'm sure, but at least one that's going to really
help
them.
Thank you so
much
for my HIPAA authorization.
That's right. That was great.
but I was going to ask Keith, but how much ends at the state line? So for example, you mentioned is HIPAA federal level now?
Yeah.
So you just need that one healthcare proxy and that's okay?
Two documents.
Okay.
Yeah. So the HIPAA authorization is a federal medical privacy document. It basically unlocks, it's the skeleton key to unlock your ability to take care of that loved one and get second opinions, move them as a patient to a better facility. If they're convalescing somewhere that's not so great, pull them out of there, get them into a good facility. Some of those basic decisions, you might be surprised that you can't necessarily do. You can't just walk into a facility and get a copy of anyone's medical records
no.
So you can get a second opinion. A lot of people assume that's stuff that they could just automatically do. So that's a federal law. There's also local ones here. So in Massachusetts, we use Mass General Laws 201D, which is a Massachusetts healthcare proxy statute. That's for the decision-making piece. A lot of people assume the little forms that they hand out at a waiting room in a doctor's office or something are sufficient. And those are documents that really should be drafted by an experienced estate planning attorney. So
yeah,
one of the basics that we put in place at McManus Estate Planning, health proxies, HIPAA authorizations, and also durable powers of attorney, so that regardless of the age of this person, even if it's, your children who are just getting into adulthood, having durable powers of attorney so you can help pay their bills, file tax returns, help them out if they're incapacitated, these documents do away with probate court proceedings that you would otherwise have to engage legal counsel at tremendous expense.
But now, at the same time, would that just cover Massachusetts, or would those also, because you had cited the Massachusetts law, does that extend beyond, or?
So for durable powers of attorney, although we have them specifically keyed to Massachusetts, now that we've got a new Massachusetts Uniform Probate Code, those documents are good in all 50 states. And they're very thorough documents. You know, our durable powers of attorney have extensive powers to be able to help your loved ones with really any kind of financial or legal or tax issue without having to get what's called a conservatorship at the probate court level. Is it just an expensive emergency hearing? Why would anyone want to do that when they could get the basic documents in place for any asset level? That's even for people just starting out in life. Certainly, yeah. It gets even more important the older someone gets. Mm-hmm.
And those core foundational documents, I remember the Terry Schiavo case in Florida, where she was, one wanted to keep her alive and the other one wanted to let her go. And it was a battle between the family and the husband. It was a mess because there was no documents in place.
That's right.
And I think, Matt, I think what Keith was referring to is obviously from a state line is more on the, if you get into the more advanced planning, like trusts, then there's estate tax issues that are definitely specific to Massachusetts that someone like in Florida would not be paying.
Oh, correct. Absolutely. So that's why it's important to keep your estate up to date and to have an estate review. Even if you think you have an estate plan, come in, give the office a call for an estate review. Look it all over and just see what needs to be brushed up.
Exactly. Just like the foundation of a retirement plan from an investment standpoint should be income. That's the foundation. You can't survive without income in retirement. In the estate planning, the foundational plan should be the foundational docs. As you have that foundation in place, then we look at trusts and more advanced planning for estate tax purposes. But as you can see, if you're listening to the show and if you have for years, you realize that we try to micromanage retirement in a good way. Instead of just looking at income and investments like 90% of firms do, that's income and investments are important. But if you're paying money, if you're hiring an advisor, why not also get advice on taxes, estate planning, legacy, healthcare to make up your retirement roadmap? So if you want to come in for a no obligation review, we have 7 appointments available over the next 3 weeks. Call 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. When we get back, the top 6 things no one is telling you about when it comes to retiring. Many of us look forward to retirement as a reward for a lifetime of hard work. However, many retirees are caught off guard by the facts of their new life. So we're going to discuss 6 things that you should know about before you leave the working world for good. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
You've spent most of your life working to succeed. All the money you've saved and the assets you've earned are going to become your family's inheritance. Carefully documenting this transfer of wealth in an estate plan isn't something that can be trusted to just anyone. I'm attorney Keith McManus. At McManus Estate Planning, the only thing we do is estate planning. My staff and I are 100% focused on making sure that every dollar, all of your property and every asset goes to your loved ones at the right time. After all you've done to build your wealth, you should know that it will remain intact. We'll develop an estate plan based on trusts for everything you need to preserve your legacy. We'll provide you with a thorough set of documents that are specific to you and your estate. Because estate planning isn't just something we do, it's the only thing we do. When you're ready to start planning for the future, call McManus Estate Planning at 508-778-8855 or visit McManusEstatePlan.com.
This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial, here to talk to you about your grocery list. When most people go to the supermarket, they know the nutritional content and the cost of the items they put in their cart. My two favorites are ice cream and ribeye, but living on ice cream alone would be pretty risky for my health, and living on ribeye would be pretty tough on my wallet. That's why we make informed decisions and limit foods that won't put our health or budget at risk. But when it comes to investments, most people couldn't tell you which ones are risky or if they are paying extra hidden fees. So if you'd like to know the real risk level and fees of your investments, give SHP Financial a call at 800-227-7777. You may be surprised to find out how much in fees you're actually paying. What would potentially saving thousands of dollars mean to you? Let SHP put your financial shopping cart in order. Call now 800-227-7777 for a complimentary risk and fee analysis. That's 800-227-7777 or online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So many of you listening look forward to retirement after working so many years to get to this point. However, many retirees can be caught off guard when you hit retirement. So we're going to talk about six things that you should know about before you actually pull the trigger and retire. Matt, am I starting with you?
Oh, absolutely. I could sort of bring in the tax planning aspect of it, which is a part of our retirement roadmap. And that's specifically in regards to the required minimum distributions and how they can seriously raise your costs. Just so everyone knows out there, all of your pre-tax dollars, you know, everything that you've put into your 401ks or 403bs or IRAs, anything that you're able to deduct on, you know, on the way going in, grows and grows and grows until you turn the age of 70 and a half, where you are typically required to take money out of your traditional IRA and your 401k each year. Now, while those distributions start relatively small, they increase as a percentage of your account balance each year until you reach literally 115 years old. And the worst part is that all these withdrawals are treated as taxable income. So everything kind of moves up. I mean, so like, for example, let's say you are, you're also on Social Security at that point in time. That might cause your Social Security check now to become more taxable because you're taking these distributions. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, this is part of our tax planning. So we try to target this when people are before the age of 70 and a half. Like, for example, I have a client the other day who, you know, retired and is actually just kind of working. Doing a little bit of sort of engine repair and things like that. But right now, it's his lowest possible income because he hasn't taken Social Security yet, kind of living off dividends. And we know that he's going to have a huge distribution plan when he turns 70 and a half. So we're actually taking more money out right now of his IRAs, whether it's putting into Roths or putting it into after-tax dollars. But everyone needs to know that required minimum distributions can seriously raise your costs in retirement, but there are ways to combat it as you plan towards retirement.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, you remember we talk about tax planning being part of our retirement roadmap. So if we're going to be planning for taxes, you want to make sure we don't cause a ripple effect if we can help it. Sometimes there's nothing we can do depending on the situation, but we should at least look at it so you don't have this compounding effect of not only having to take money and paying taxes on it, then raising your Social Security taxable income as well.
Well, no, and think of it this way, and we certainly say this, you know, at our live events in different times, but when it comes to tax planning and investment planning, it's not necessarily how much you make, it's about how much you keep.
Correct.
If you have the best investment planner in the whole wide world, well, that's great. But what's in your pocket at the end of the day? What's in your family's pocket at the end of the day?
Like, yeah.
So if you're not doing tax planning, then you might be literally not getting the type of returns that you'd like, or you could have if you combine the two.
I'll continue to say it. If you're with an investment advisor, guess what? You're making money. The market's been going up every single year. You're going to make money when the market's up. The thing that is, if they're not paying attention to anything else but the market, what happens when the market's not doing its thing? What happens? Do you want to keep what you're making from a tax standpoint, or at least have a good attempt at it? So number one is that required minimum distributions can seriously raise your costs from a tax standpoint. Keith, what's number two?
Number two is Medicare premiums can eat up your Social Security increase, which is so true, because when we do our income plans, you know, when a client comes in or family comes in, the first thing we focus on are investments and income. Those are the first two things. How are we going to drive income in your retirement years? You want to try it 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 7 years from now? We build a specific income plan. And one of the things that we don't do actually is include inflation on Social Security. And the reason why we don't do that is because a lot of the times, when we're mapping out Social Security and there is an increase in Social Security, they usually take it back in their Medicare Part B premiums. So again, when we do these income plans, we kind of plan like worst case scenario. Maybe we'll show like a 1% increase, but not significant enough to make it, you know, a substantial part of their retirement income when it comes to the inflation on Social Security.
Because sometimes you get a raise in Social Security and they take it away.
Medicare Part B.
Matt, number three, it's substantially harder to wait out a bad market once you retire.
No, it's so true. And back to kind of, as we were saying earlier about how investment, I mean, everyone's been making money over the 9 years, but just want to remind everybody that bear markets do happen. And when they happen in retirement, because bear markets while you're working are fine. You have working income. You're actually making contributions. You're buying more into it. But once you retire and you begin taking withdrawals from your from your investments, a bear market can basically create almost a downward spiral that you can never recover from. So be very, very aware that you can't outlive a bear market or outrun a bear market at the wrong time.
Yeah, you might want to look at taking some gains off the table at this point, because you don't want to just wait till you retire and then shift it around, because if you retire and the market just happens to cycle right before, that's a dangerous game. So the best time to build and implement a plan, like I said before, the best time to build and implement a plan is when you don't need it or before you need it. So if you're getting close 5 to 10 years from retiring, you're the person that should come sit down so we can look at all these areas. Number four, Keith, you should finish retirement, or you potentially could finish retirement with a larger nest egg than when you started.
Yeah, here we're going to talk about the 4% rule. And what that means is, and just briefly, means you should be able to draw 4% off your assets and your money should last you the rest of your life, account for inflation and things along those lines. Problem is, you know, there's been a lot of revision to the 4% rule over the last, you know, 5 to 7 years. Some people rated like around 2.5%, 3% is what you should take. Problem is, most people are still taking 4%. And what happens if the market, like we just talked about, with the bear market or something like that, all you are is jeopardizing the longevity of your portfolio if you do not have a specific income plan built.
And I know we're moving fast here, but you have to have your assets segmented for retirement, some for safety, some for income, and some for growth. If everything's growth and you're pulling money out and you haven't reset your portfolio, or you're in the same target funds that you've had throughout retirement, come get that analyzed. That's a dangerous game, running close to retirement and just trying to wing it at the last second without any plan in place. Number five, Matt, other than health-related costs, your expenses may actually go down.
Yes. Now, to be clear on that again, yeah, but also healthcare costs, yes, they will unfortunately continue to rise. But when we construct income plans for people, we like to remind them that you kind of go through three stages when you retire. You have your young old, you know, where you're running around and doing all these travel and trips and
thank
spending
you for physically
more.
Running around like that. Yeah. He literally, Matt just did a little arms are pumping when he said that.
Little jog in place. You know, and then you have your normal old and things are kind of slowing down. You're probably still traveling, but, you know, maybe you're not doing it internationally or what have you. And then you have your old, and that's kind of when, you know, probably the farthest that you make it out that day is to Dunkin' Donuts and, you know, just have coffee and a munchkin, which is fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, coffee and a munchkin is a whole lot less expensive than taking a boat trip to Europe. So now,
those coffees are getting expensive.
That's a good point.
They really are.
So we're always budgeting for healthcare costs because they will go up in retirement. But be aware that your actual expenses and other expenses may go down in retirement, and it's good to plan for that.
Yeah. So the last one, number six, is you still have 24 hours a day and 7 days in your week. So make sure if your purpose has been in working, we have really close relationships with our clients and we talk to them more about their financial plan, but their personal goals. So we want to make sure you don't just retire and then now what do I do? What do you want to volunteer? Do you want to work part time? Do you want to travel? There's a lot of goals that we have to make sure we continue to set even when you are retired. So those are six things, but you notice each area comes back to our planning process. Our retirement roadmap, our passion, we've been doing this for so many years, but our passion is to help more people like yourself that are listening build a sound plan that doesn't just look at investing. Everyone has investments. Everyone's been making money over the last bunch of years. That's only one piece of the pie. You also have to look at income, taxes, healthcare, and legacy, not only today, but ongoing for years to come. So we welcome you. Come into one of our offices, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, or Hyannis. Sit down with us. Try to get in before the holidays if you can so we can get this conversation started and put you on the path, you know, to having a retirement plan that you've worked so hard to create to get to this point. Let's not chance it anymore. Our number to book is 800-227-7777. Say you want a no obligation review at one of our offices, 800-227-7777. Or go to our website, shpfinancial.com. After the break, during our market report, we're going to talk about cryptocurrency. What's all the craze about? We'll discuss that right after this.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Do you know how much risk is in your portfolio? Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. In times of market volatility, it's even more important to have the correct amount of risk in your investment. At SHP Financial, we use Riskalyze, the award-winning risk-engineered technology that mathematically pinpoints your risk number and aligns your portfolio to match. Riskalyze replaces subjective terms like conservative and aggressive with a risk number from 1 to 99, a precise way to measure your exact comfort zone for downside risk and potential upside gains. Are you a 16 or a 67? Visit shpfinancial.com and click What's My Risk Number? Answer the quick 5-minute questionnaire and you'll instantly determine your own personal risk number. Then we can build your investment portfolio to match and clearly define the path for your financial goals. Put the most advanced technology to work for you. Find out what your risk number is today. Visit shpfinancial.com and click the link What's My Risk Number? That's shpfinancial.com.
This is Matt Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. If you've worked hard and have been fortunate enough to save $1 million or more for retirement, you're in an elite group and should have an investment strategy to match. SHP Financial has a team dedicated to helping build on the success that you've already created. We want you to live the retirement lifestyle you've dreamed of, and that's why we're relentless when it comes to protecting your nest egg. We want you to get rid of the unnecessary fees that higher net worth investors pay through overlapping investments and keep you from paying too much in taxes. This can give you more of your money. Look, you expect 5-star service, and we're here to give it to you. Call SHP Financial today at 800-227-7777. We'll review your current plan and show you how our team could be your team. Call 800-227-7777 or visit us at shpfinancial.com.
And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
Each and every week during our weekly market report, we try to provide value in terms of just what's going on out there, what's a new topic, or what's a term that we should be discussing that pertains to the market. And over the last, I'd say, a few months or so, we've heard a lot more questions from listeners, and you've heard a lot more buzz in the air about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And so we just want to do a quick segment or just a very, quick tutorial on, Matt, what is cryptocurrency and what does it mean?
Right. I mean, it's something that is starting to really gain traction over the past couple of months because of the price of it. I mean, literally, it's over $11,000 per one coin. Right. So let's walk it back a little bit and discuss what exactly it is and why it is not just the prices that have caught everyone's attention, but it's also the fact that futures trading is going to happen on this. So let me walk all this back. Cryptocurrency is sort of this what people consider as the future of money. It's an unregulated sort of, this is a self-regulating system. Right. So anarchists and sort of technology tech geeks and futurists, they were the ones that really began this originally because they said, OK, let's just get rid of the Federal Reserve and let's just have a type of exchange where people can buy and sell goods, but not having it manipulated by, the man, it's Janet Yellen right now. But you see my point, whether it's, the Fed Reserve here or the European equivalent.
They want to go against the grain.
Right. They want to go against the grain. And also what's scary is the fact that it's also very popular amongst criminals as well, because it is a, when they're buying and selling their goods, it's, it's tracked, but it's outside of the system.
Yeah.
Right. So that's kind of where it sort of stayed in the margins for a long period of time. But now it's really starting to not only get, as I said, more traction because of how much it costs and how much people are making in it, but also now there's different types of cryptocurrency that's available. Like, Keith, what was the one that just said, like lithium?
Ethereum
and Ripple, and there's a couple other ones out there. But
two things I really wanted to talk about before we kind of kick it around and things to be aware of. I also mentioned that, you know, a couple weeks ago, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission greenlighted plans by different exchanges like the CME and then the Chicago Board Options to introduce Bitcoin futures. This, it sounds very geeky, but it's a very big deal when it comes to the how legitimate it is for trading. Because we're always concerned about any type of like, oh, you know, get rich fast scheme,
Sure.
Right. Anytime, you know, like for anyone that out there, if you're getting advertisements to say you have to buy in now, you know, buy now. Like
there's so many newsletters like that, like in doomsday newsletters.
Don't miss the run, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. Get in before it's too late. You know, buy invitation only. Or if you're getting a website ad, I mean, think of it this way. Anything being advertised on a website is nothing more than a tactic to get you to buy something so that they can make money. You know, and there's the old what was called pump and dump, where, you know, companies would say, oh, you got to do this now. You got to do this now. Everyone buys these shares, and then they sell it. And then literally the stock goes down to zero.
Stuck hole in the bag.
Right. Exactly. So there's things to be concerned of all together. But when the futures said, no, we're actually going to start to trade this, it's one more step towards legitimacy. So it bears watching. And
we'll keep an eye on it. But we want to at least let you know what it is. Just another type of currency. And, you know, we'll see how it comes out. You know, people ask us about it here and there. We're certainly not going to recommend people dump a ton of money into something. Yeah, it could pay off. But again, we're talking about your retirement. So we're not out there. We always tell clients, if you want us to pick the next stock to double next year and double your money from $2 million to $4 million or $1 million to $2 million, we're not the best company for you.
Right. And think of it this way, too. It's like, you know, so Bitcoin, right? So even if you think that this technology will be revolutionary, and there's plenty of people that do, well, Bitcoin might end up being the Friendster or MySpace. Do you guys remember MySpace?
Barely.
And then it got taken over by a company called Facebook.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Right. So there's still a lot to be out there.
They got taken out by a company called Facebook, right? I don't think they got bought.
I'm not even sure. Just more of the fact
taken
that
taken over, like just like this,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
just
exactly.
Dominate.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah. So
I mean, it became nothing, and Facebook became everything. So the same could be true with Bitcoin. Good point.
Correct. Yeah. So you just never know. But it's something that, you know, as Derek, as you were saying, our job is to be educated on it, so then we in turn can educate our clients on it: the good, the bad, the risks, the reward, etc. But it is something that we will continue to hear about for a long period of time.
Well, a lot of our listeners have signed up for our weekly newsletter. We send it out in an email form each and every weekend. It comes with a recent article or something on the market to get educated on, copy of our radio show, a blog, our recent blog from our website, and just some personal information about what our families are doing, what we're doing at SHP Financial. So I'd urge you, if you haven't signed up, I know a lot of you have. If you haven't, go to shpfinancial.com and just go to Weekly Market Report, and you can put your email address right in there. It's not going to be, we're not selling your email address or anything like that. It's just going to be a way that we can send you each and every week some good, solid information on all things retirement. So we have a couple minutes left, guys, and I think I want to go back to our last segment because we have a ton of clients. I'm just thinking of one that I spoke to at our recent client event. We had our client gala a couple weeks ago, and he had mentioned to me, he's like, you know, my wife and I came to you for the first time. We had an investment guy, and he was doing really well for us, and he's made us a lot of money, but we felt over the past bunch of years, we realized that, this is coming from his mouth, that the market's obviously been going up, and it's great, I've made money, but the market's also gone up. But what he said is, my advisor just talks to me about investments. You made money, you lost money, see you next year. Oh, look how much you made for you. Congratulations, see you next year. What he really liked about us, and which I think when people say what separates you, is we have a retirement roadmap process that differentiates us from everyone else. We have an SHP retirement roadmap, which is trademarked to take you, the listener, to and through retirement, looking at income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. If your plan is only investment-related and not looking at income, not looking at taxes, healthcare, legacy, you're missing the boat. You need a full plan, a holistic plan, and that's where we can help. And we talked about, and I'll just recap these quick, we had six different things that could impact your retirement that maybe you're not thinking about. Matt had talked about taking your required minimum distributions out. At age 70 and a half, guess what? You have to take minimum out of your IRA 401k. And guess what that means? It's taxable. And guess what the more taxable income means? It means you pay more taxes on Social Security. Are there some ways you can prevent that? We talked about Medicare. Number two, premiums can eat up your Social Security. That's a way that, if they may give you an increase on your Social Security, but they also may raise Medicare premiums. Number three, it gets harder to wait out bad markets once you retire. We know you have to be more conservative as you get close to retirement. Number four, you could finish retirement with a larger nest egg than when you started, but that comes with proper planning. Number five, other than health-related costs, your expenses may go down potentially at some point in retirement. And number six, you want to make sure you plan for some things beyond financially because you still have 24 hours in a day and 7 days in your week. Bottom line is, hopefully you've heard enough of us over the last many years, and a lot of you have taken advantage of a meeting. If you haven't, please come in. We'd love to sit down with you. That's our passion, is helping people out like yourself. We have offices in Plymouth, Hyannis, Woburn, and Westboro. Pick up the phone, 800-227-7777. Say you want to come in for a no-obligation review, 800-227-7777, or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
Today's retirees are faced with many fears and challenges.
Will I outlive my savings?
Will my medical expenses be too high?
My money is in stocks. What will happen to me if we have another market crash?
As a retiree or pre-retiree, if you're asking yourself these same questions, fear not. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and host of the Retirement Roadmap radio show, heard right here on this station each week. My partners and I at SHP Financial have just published a new book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap. In this book, we show you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan that focuses on five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Right now, you can download the first chapter of our book for free. So grab a pen and visit retirementroadmapbook.com. That's retirementroadmapbook.com for your free book chapter. retirementroadmapbook.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
We had a lot of information that we were communicating this week on today's show, and hopefully you get some good value out of it. And just to summarize, in case you missed some parts of the show, we're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from all the things that we discussed today. So I'm going to start with you, Keith. What's your number one takeaway?
Well, one of the things that Matt was talking about earlier is the craze of cryptocurrency, and it actually is pretty intriguing to me. And, you know, I get a lot of questions, how do I invest in this, or how do I learn how to invest in this? And there's many different websites out there that allow you to invest in these different cryptocurrencies as they're created or as they exist. And that's one way to go ahead and invest in these. Do your research, find a website. There are a few out there that are very easy to use. The second way also is to find stocks that have something to do with these cryptocurrencies that either make the, you know, the programs or the code to make them possible, or that accept like a Bitcoin or something like that. So there's a couple different ways to invest in these. If you're going to invest in the cryptocurrency directly, it's probably going to be a little bit more volatile ride maybe than just taking the stock, because at least with the stock, you have some diversification for what that company does. Sure. Beyond just the cryptocurrency. Yeah. So there's a couple different ways to invest, just some thoughts, but it is, so like Matt said, it is something that we're going to be hearing about over, you know, for quite a while, I think.
Yeah, we're not telling you to invest in it. We're just saying do some, exactly. If you want to learn more, there's plenty of research out there. Matt, how about yourself?
Well, I want to go back to the sort of expectations of retirement and just sort of measuring those or setting them in the right way. And we mentioned number six, which was you still have 24 hours in your day and 7 days in your week. And I really want to point that out, because I love to, when we sit down with clients the first time, or when we talk about at the at our client events, you know, like the gala and everything else like that, I always love to ask people about what they do in their spare time, what their passions are, their hobbies are, you know, whether it's family or charitable, you know, volunteer work, or, you know, even a low stress job.
I want people to get ready for retirement, not just financially, but I want you to prepare for retirement with the time that's there and that free time, and to make sure that you are prepared for how you want to spend it. Because we all know, and maybe it's just me turning, you know, the
closing old, on 40.
Yeah, exactly. Closing on 40. It's just, we all know that time is the most valuable resource. So, you know, we'll handle making sure your portfolio and your income plan, your cash flow is in good order. But what we can't help you do is what you're going to do with that freedom.
Exactly.
So it's just something that I really want to make sure everyone's prepared for.
Yeah. And think about it and have that conversation, if either think about it in yourself, or if you have a spouse, talk to your spouse about it. So my final takeaway, I want you to think about this really closely, because if you're, let's say you have an advisor, you have someone that does some financial planning for you. What I find when people come to our office, they come in and they say, you know, I sit down with my advisor, he or she, once a year, every few months, we talk about, and some people don't meet with them at all. We talk about, hey, you made money, you lost money. And the meetings are usually positive, because guess what? In the last 7, 8, 9 years, you've been, since 2008, most likely you've made money most years. But my question to you is that enough? Is that enough to just make money? If you're paying for this financial planner, is it enough to just make money? And I would say there needs to be more conversation beyond that, because you could have the best financial planner in the world that makes you money, but if they're not looking at taxes, if they're not looking at the healthcare costs in retirement, if they're not looking at how to build an income plan and continue to monitor that year after year beyond investing, then you're missing the boat. You don't have a full plan. And so we do some consulting here and there for some companies across the country and to other advisors. And it's funny, because when I use this example, sometimes I get booed. But I say, all right, you know the Patriots? And everyone who's not from New England says, boo. And I say, yeah. And you know when they usually are getting ready for their Super Bowl about once every year or so? And then they really start booing us. But in reality, I said, the point I'm making is, imagine Bill Belichick getting ready for a big game. And he just has Tom Brady throwing passes to Gronkowski. And that's all they do. The whole practice. The defense is on the sideline. The kicker is on the sideline. The special teams. And they just work on passing. Now, we know that passing is a huge part of any football game, right? Of course it is. But if you don't practice defense and special teams, you're not going to have a full game plan to win the game. Just like in retirement, I compare the passing game to investing. Investments and what you pick and how you invest your money is crucial, but it's only one piece of the puzzle. If you're not focusing on investments, income, where's your income going to come from? Is it going to last the rest of your life? Are you reducing your risk enough to get you through retirement? What are the tax ramifications? Can we reduce taxes now? Can we reduce taxes for the next generation? Do we have a trust plan to reduce taxes to avoid probate? Do we have an estate plan? What about healthcare? Is there a plan to cover healthcare costs? Each of these areas are what we do for our clients, and we update these plans each and every year when we meet with our clients going forward. We started the company in 2003, and we think you deserve a lot more value than just having investments. So if that sounds like you, that story I told sounds like you, and you're just getting investment advice, get a second opinion. Come check us out. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. We know times are busy, but take some time. We'd love to sit down with you. The number to do so is 800-227-7777. Again, there's no cost to sit down with us. 800-227-7777. Or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much for your support, and we look forward to talking to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.